the best thing about owning a bar is saying you own a bar. Then it's diminishing returns after that.
Hello and welcome to You Know the Place, the show that explores the Idaho businesses, the clubs, pubs, and locations you always drive by but never seem to visit. I'm Joel Wayne, and this is my co-host, Lacey Healthy Daly.
This is my co-host.
This is my co-host.
That was like one word. Hello.
So today, I want to resist the urge of saying we're doing something a little bit different because we say that every time, or I say that every time. But it is a little bit. We haven't done a pub yet, a neighborhood bar, and we always say that in our intro, or we do in some of our descriptions. At least we say the clubs and pubs.
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we leave it out.
Sometimes we leave it out.
Sometimes we forget.
And so far, we have not visited one yet.
Well, shame on us.
I know, right? What's our excuse for not going to a pub? So I put out kind of a call on social media on our Instagram. That's @ You Know the Place.
Oh my God.
For all you listeners out there. So I asked for suggestions for neighborhood bars, established ones, or, you know, they can be so-called dives. And so a lot of people reached out and someone
said Applebee's.
No one said Applebee's.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. That would be funny though. I'm like, really? Yeah, okay, we'll check it out.
I heard they had like $1 Long Island iced teas. Come on.
That seems really dangerous.
Anyhow, yeah. Okay, so.
So a lot of suggestions, but someone also called in.
Ooh.
And gave us a recommendation.
Hey, I just wanted to call and give you guys a recommendation to check out the Little Dutch Garden, or LDG. There's a lot of dive bars in town, all across from the east side of Boise all the way to the west. And a lot of them have their kind of their quirks, but none of them are like the Little Dutch Garden or the LDG. Now, I don't even know how this thing is legal. It's basically an old house that was converted back in the day to a bar. It's like truly a neighborhood bar. There's nothing like it in town. I think they only serve beer out of a cooler. Very kind of different atmosphere that I've seen at any dive bar in town. So I think if there's any dive bar to check out in town, that would probably be it in my recommendation. So hopefully you guys can make it there, and happy hunting.
So yeah, that was from listener Scott.
And you know, I was following that conversation on Instagram, and it seems like he was not the only person to say the Little Dutch Garden.
Yes.
So what do we know about this place? Because I've never heard of it.
Not much. I've driven by before. We have a friend who lives, I think, two doors down from
there. Where is it?
It's up on the bench in Boise. It's just in a neighborhood. It's in the middle of a neighborhood. I think it's only a couple blocks away from an elementary school.
I drove by it the other day.
Okay.
I was taking some friends back to their Airbnb. I think it's on Owyhee. Or in that neighborhood?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's on Owyhee.
South of Overland, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like house. And then you're driving past and it looks like a house, but it's set further back off the street.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it legal?
Well, okay. So I think that leads into, and since neither of us really nominated this, it was really listener nominated, which is kind of cool. I think we have to come up with central concerns kind of on the spot.
Yeah.
So is that your central concern?
I mean, yeah. And especially because I don't want to like bust anybody, of course. But,
no, I'm sure that's not the case.
Yeah. And I'm sure it is legal, but how have they made it work like that? And mm-hmm. how are they able to sustain it? And who are they?
Yeah.
Is that yours?
I think I basically share the same one. Yeah. What's the story? And is this allowed? Which I'm sure it is. But yeah. So should we go lift a pint?
Yeah. I'll buy you a beer.
I'll buy you a beer.
Oh, thank you.
We'll go Dutch. So, yeah. I know that I've been by here before, that I've driven by here before, and I double-checked the address just to make sure I knew where it was. And it says it's on Owyhee, which is one of the more main streets off of Overland.
Right.
But I thought it was still on a cross street. But no, it's one block down from this elementary school.
And the voicemail from Scott had said he heard rumors that they only serve beer from coolers, but I'm pretty sure we just watched a keg being delivered.
That's right. There's a beer truck here, so.
Yeah, and I think a guy just with a dolly delivered a keg. Yeah. So we'll have to see. It is a Boise State football night, so maybe it'll be livelier.
That is a good point. Yeah,
I don't know.
At least for maybe some pregame stuff.
And it's kind of happy hour. Are you mm-hmm. feeling happy?
I'm kind of tired.
So anyhow, the building itself, it's got this kind of funky red roof.
Yeah.
It says tavern on top of the roof. And there's a sign out by the road that says LDG with a tavern sign above it. So they're really mm-hmm. not hiding the fact that it's
no,
a local bar.
No, not at all.
So
it doesn't look like a house, really. Maybe. It just looks like a little low slung pub.
Kind of looks like it could have been maybe like a mechanic shop.
Oh, that's yeah. I
you
can
know,
see that.
Not the garage part, but like the shop part.
Like a garage. Yeah, I see that.
So
all right, let's go have a pint.
Okay.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay. Take your keys.
Yeah.
Are you guys looking for ghosts or spirits?
I wish.
Wow, that's the first time I've been asked that.
We walk in to find about a dozen people bellied up to the bar, including two younger guys in construction gear. And in case you didn't catch that, one of the men asks right when we walk in, "Are you guys looking for ghosts or spirits?" After we assure them that we're not, we meet the pub owner, Scott, sitting right in the mix with his clientele.
I'm Joel.
Hi, Joel.
I'm Scott.
I'm Lacey. Hi, Lacey. It's nice to meet you.
Hey, Ryan. Nice to meet you. These guys are doing some concrete work up the street.
We kept driving by and had to stop.
First off, then, how long have you been the owner all the time, or are you the current
owner? No, I've owned the place for 23 years.
Wow.
But I'm the fourth owner. The woman I bought it from owned it for 45 years. She was a third owner.
What? So this has always been a bar?
It's been here since the late 30s. We don't know exactly. That's the only reason it's allowed to be here is because it was here before there was zoning and before there was a neighborhood. So if we close our doors and don't do business, it'll never be a tavern again. It can only stay here as long as it's in continuous operation.
Was it grandfathered in?
Because it's grandfathered in. This wasn't part of the city at the time. And there was no zoning, so it's zoned residential. It's also too close to a church and a school and houses, so you're not. There's only two left.
What's that?
The beer house on Corey and Mitchell. They're the only non-commercial zone taverns, bars left. All the others have burned down.
Yeah.
And I'm the dumb idiot that bought a bar that wouldn't stay lit. It's made out of cinder block. I've tried.
You're about ready to call it a day.
I've tried, but it won't stay.
Yeah, okay.
Scott tells us a bit about the regular customers who frequent the bar, and his daughter Madison, sitting next to him, chimes in.
But it's a good place because everybody that comes here is a local, and they come here daily, so it's
cool.
It's their place. It's their family here.
And girls can come here, and it's like...
it's relaxed. You don't have to put on a show and a facade.
You don't have to put on your armor, like when you're going downtown.
Could I wear sweatpants?
So that's it. You come in here with your dog. You can play some pool, have a couple beers. You didn't do your makeup or nothing, and you don't have to put on your okay. Get ready. We're going downtown. Get ready. No, you're hanging out with your friends or boys or girls and everything. And they come down here and they just hang out.
Walk over.
It's chilly. This is the older crowd right here. They're gonna split around 7 or 8,
and that's
then
when the
kids start coming
in
around 10.
Okay, so it's a tavern. Do you guys just do beer? Do you do other booze? Do you do food?
No, it's just beer and wine. We had a liquor license. Got rid of it and don't care to sell hard liquor.
Yeah.
It's a good margin, but it's a pain in the ass. There we go. It's on.
There you go.
There you go.
Might have to talk to him.
In the background, you can hear one of the regulars, Johnny, who's very prone to adding commentary behind every conversation we have. We wind down our conversation with Scott before heading out to the lawn and back.
It's like just the backyard of like a house, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
There's like barbecues over here. There's and obviously this is kind of the smoking area as well.
Right.
And then all of the
yard games.
Well, all the yard games, and then all the fencing. I was gonna say too. All has murals on it, I guess.
Yeah.
Which I'll take a bunch of pictures of, so you guys can
see it.
See it.
Yeah, you could play some horseshoes, you could play some cornhole.
Now it's like, now that we're here, I'm wondering why I haven't been here. It does make you wonder. I mean, I wonder if you did live in the immediate neighborhood, is it, I'm sure it really, really depends on your lifestyle, but is it a blessing, is it a curse, or does it depend on the day?
That was kind of, that was my thought, walking back here, and I can hear the music at the very end of the yard, and it's like, how do your neighbors feel?
Mm-hmm.
We head back inside to chat and have a beer, obviously. And Johnny, from earlier, interjects himself into the mix with some words of wisdom.
I want to tell my business for my old English bulldog, plus my missionary type business. Plus, I suggest you deal with Dale Evans Bank, especially if you have a lot of money. It's not going to be like Wells Fargo, all promises. If Dale Evans has money, that's where the money's going to go.
I have cash.
Okay,
just to interpret here for those of you who didn't catch it, which I'm guessing is most of you, Johnny says something about his English bulldog and some missionary work. Before telling us, I suggest you deal with D.L. Evans Bank, especially if you have a lot of money. It's not going to be like Wells Fargo, all promises. If D.L. Evans has money, that's where the money's going to go. And then L.D., not quite grasping what the heck Johnny is saying to us, answers, I have cash, and then proceeds to pay for our beers. Then we post up to chat with the bartender, Brooke, and the owner, Scott.
Remind me of your name again.
Brooke.
And I'm Joel.
You are Joel.
Yeah.
And
Lacey. Lacey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How long have you worked here?
Yeah.
Way too long. 7 years. Wow. So, got me through my first time in college, took a couple years off, and then I'm back. So,
okay.
Getting my second degree.
Oh, wow. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your degree?
Physical education.
Okay.
It's a challenge trying to be busy enough to stay in business, but slow enough to still get along with the neighbors, because you can't be raging here a lot because there's people that live here.
Yeah.
And so there can't be, like, we can't have police, we can't have fights, we can't have drugs.
Yeah.
And then you need bouncers and stuff. So what I have is the most amazing women. I don't care what business you got, hire amazing women to do all the work. And then you take the credit. Seriously, show me any big shot anywhere that's doing any business, and I guarantee you there's a woman that works for him that takes care of all of his shit for him. I guarantee you, it doesn't matter. I could be totally wrong about that.
We asked Scott if they do any events at the bar, and he's quick to say no, but then rattles off some of the events they do at the bar.
No, we have horseshoe tournaments, we have birthdays, we have funerals, we have weddings. We got a guy buried out in
that. That is not true.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
So is that grandfathered in, or was that recent?
No, it's just ashes.
Okay.
But there's a little homemade headstone that his wife made. But there's a fight. She wants to stay here, but his sister wants to come and dig up the ashes and move them. So they come in here every once in a while, and they don't let her move him. And the other ones, this isn't a proper place for him to be. I disagree with both of them, whatever, because they're here separately. So I agree. No, I agree with you. I agree with you. And then the other one comes in. No, you're totally wrong. And lots of dogs.
Yeah.
And a bird, a raven named Poe.
Oh, Barry.
Yeah. We had a raven that was injured, and one of our bartenders found him. And so she nursed him back to health. And so then he'd just live in the bar. He'd spend it all day in the bar. And then at night she'd put him out. And then in the morning he'd be waiting for her. And so Poe would just hang out in the bar. And they're big. They're a lot bigger than you think. They're like chickens, those big, big ravens. And so he'd just walk around the bar. So he's died. He'd buried out there. And dogs. Frito's buried out there. Gertie's buried out there.
So how many people do you have working here?
8 or 10.
Okay. 8 or 10.
Johnny cuts in here with his own commentary again, and Scott quietly tells him, shh, a little quieter. We compliment Scott on his demeanor, and he offers up a little bit about his history and his take on things.
I'm terrible at bartending, but I know how to behave. I grew up in bars, unfortunately, and I always felt at home. I've always been able to handle things without getting physical. I'm at home. Such a horrible place to feel at home, because it's just full of broken people. Whether they're broken because they hang out here or they hang out here because they're broken, it doesn't matter. Most everybody that's in here regularly is they're broken. They don't have good families and good lives and good marriages, and so they're hanging out in a bar. But they need a place too.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
There's not a whole lot of that stuff left these days.
Yeah, it's not that viable. That's why we don't there's not a bunch of neighborhood taverns popping up. When they go away, they're gone. Nobody buys a piece of real estate. It's not a viable business. It's not a good business. It's just the only thing I know. I know motorcycles, and I know bars, which is unfortunate. It's just the truth.
Just the facts.
It's the truth. You could come in here and you could be anybody from any background, and you're welcome here as long as you're not a dick.
I like that.
So you can be gay, you can be black, you can be white, you can be conservative. If you're not a dick, you're welcome.
I like it.
It really is good. It really is good.
There is kind of like a, I don't know, there's a certain feel to places like these. And even though you say it's not the most profitable thing, I think, I mean, a lot of people would be upset if this wasn't here, right? Like this is...
It would be, yes. Yeah. A lot of people would be lost.
Yeah.
Because this is where they go every day. It's super. It's, the best thing about owning a bar is saying you own a bar. Then it's diminishing returns after that. It's critical to say you own a bar.
What about the name? Little Dutch Garden.
It already had the name when I got it. So I figured it had been that for so long. You know,
yeah.
Our motto is illegitimi non carborundum. And then we translated that into Dutch the best that we could.
And the English translation is?
It means don't let the bastards wear you down. Because there's a lot of bastards. They will try to grind you down. A lot of forgotten people. A lot of people that fall through the, like you say, they're not tech savvy. They're not going places. They're not doing amazing things. They're working hard. Not getting big rewards, and it's not, but they're still good people.
We end up chatting with Scott for close to an hour, and we talk about everything, the places we visited for the podcast, about our families, about where we're from and where Scott's from, about how he always wanted to ride a motorcycle across Europe and how he did it, and some of the travel observations he had.
It looks fake, man. And then pretty soon it's like there's a castle every 5 miles, and you're like, wow, another castle. Ooh, look at that. Can't swing a stick without hitting a f***ing castle.
Before Scott tells us what he loves about the bench, the Boise neighborhood that his little bar is located in.
The bench, what's amazing about the bench is what the North End used to be 30 years ago, is that it really is eclectic. There's brand new little restaurants, amazing restaurants that you really have to look for.
Last, we close out our trip by chatting in front of the LDG with Madison, Scott's daughter, who we met earlier.
He's created an environment here and a kind of group of people here that you can't find anywhere else.
Yeah.
And that's something, because being 21, I can go downtown every weekend and I won't find anything remotely close to this. I have to put on a kind of act. I have to look my best. I can guarantee that whatever guy talks to me wants something out of whatever conversation he's having with me. And here it's not like that.
Yeah.
It's everybody's having fun. Everybody's decompressing from work. Everybody's having fun. It's their kind of chill out kind of moment. And that's what I like about this place. It looks like a house. You drive by and it looks like it's just a rundown house.
Yeah.
You would never even look twice at it, except for
there's
a lot of dirt in front of this person's house. They should get some grass, maybe. But then you find out it's a bar and it's the same. It's the same people here every day, but it's a good group of people you have here.
So did you grow up here?
Absolutely. So everybody that sees me now is, I saw you when you were a kid, when you were bald and had no teeth. And I'm like, that's odd. I don't remember you, but you remember me.
Yeah.
So, I know everybody here is a family here. It's a good environment here. If I can say anything, he's created something. I have big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Once I do fill those,
for
but
sure.
It's try my best.
We say goodbye to the Little Dutch Garden and have a quick debrief in the car.
So,
I guess I feel like that was a success for going to our first pub, our first like neighborhood bar.
You say first as if we're just going to do a whole series of posting up and drinking and talking to people.
Unfortunately not.
You don't think people want to hear that? No, I'm sure they don't.
I mean, I get why people go to it. It is, it feels almost like a community center with a lot of drinking. It obviously attracts regulars.
And not only because of its location, but I think because of its reputation and the people there.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked at how quickly we got sucked in.
Yeah.
And not sucked in, like, against our will, but it was like, yeah, we're going to post up and have a couple beers and just talk everything with you right now.
Yeah, and it wasn't an interview at a certain
point. The stuff that we won't be able to use.
Mm-hmm. Because then it was just, like, just talking life.
It's not even 6 p.m. on a Friday.
Right.
It's still light out.
It totally is. So?
We good?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. All right.
So back in the studio, sobered up.
Yeah, there's been a few days, if we're being honest. I just want to say thanks to Scott the Listener, which, by the way, just realized Scott the Listener and Scott the owner of Little Dutch Garden, they're not the same people.
No.
But that's kind of funny, right?
They're not, yeah.
But I think it's always cool.
We did confirm that.
But I think it's cool to be able to hear from our listeners, not only where they kind of want us to go, but also their voices too. So thanks, Scott.
Yeah, very much so. Hoping to incorporate more of those too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, so first impressions.
Of me? Of mine? Of me?
Yeah, of you.
My initial impression was about Scott, the owner, that he's definitely created something very lasting, which is a funny thing to say, I guess, too, because it has been there for a long, long time. He showed us a framed black and white picture that he took down from the wall. But it does seem like it has a lot to do with the people that he employs. He had such gushing things to say about them. And the fact that Brooke, who was our bartender when we were there, she's been there for 7 years, I think that's really telling.
Yeah.
The fact she was going back for another degree and she was still plugging away there, still really enjoyed she had good things to say about it and didn't seem like a slog. What about you?
Yeah, I just liked how stripped down the place felt, you know, without the frills, and I can always get down with a place like that. Nobody's trying to put on a show there. It's not completely unkempt. It's kept up enough to be comfortable and functional, and that's that, you know, and so they don't have this huge overhead because they're spending money on things to make it look nice or feel nice or smell nice. It didn't smell, by the way. I don't know why I just put that scent in there. But I liked the overall feel of it. It definitely lived up to its legend for me.
Sure. Okay, so what about our central concern then? Kind of our shared central concern.
Yeah, which was like, A, is it legal? I mean, can you be doing this? And then B, kind of what's the story here?
Yeah.
I definitely think they were answered.
Yeah.
I mean, we learned that the place itself was grandfathered in prior to zoning. And so a place like that couldn't exist in this day and age if it wasn't grandfathered in. So it is legal.
For me, I feel like it's easy to say, good, you know, we obviously thrive on those pass by hole-in-the-wall places. Those are the places that we like to go and explore. But to play, it's not quite devil's advocate, to play homeowner's advocate, as a homeowner, I understand why you might feel differently about that in your neighborhood. It's a balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I still like to think that there's room for it.
Yeah.
I hope.
Speaking of a balance, I thought it was interesting talking to Scott, the owner, about owning the bar, because he seems like equal parts burdened by it, but also responsible for it and for keeping it up.
Right, he has funny things to say.
Yeah, he understands what a huge part it is in the community, at least the people who frequent it. But also, you know, it's not all rainbows and butterflies to run it either.
Sure.
Which I appreciate the honesty and transparency there.
Yeah, he was. He was very, very open about that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Is that kind of your final takeaway?
Yeah, my final takeaway was about Scott. I thought that he was a down-to-earth guy and honestly more complex than I would have anticipated from kind of a town tavern owner. I mean, he's traveled. He knew what public radio was. These are all great, great signs. And I guess I just had kind of preconceived notions going in there, but he totally tore down my walls. He's got lots of stories and a demeanor that makes you just want to sit down and listen to them.
Yeah.
And so I thoroughly enjoy the guy. And it got me thinking, like, why do I so enjoy all these people that we meet at these places? Like, what is it about it? And I think that these genuine good people are just part of the recipe for places like this to survive. The places that we drive by but don't always visit, but other people are visiting. It's got to come down to the people.
Right. We say, and I feel like I say it way too much about like, oh, she was so warm and he was so welcoming. It's like warm and welcoming over and over and over. But I think you're onto something there. These places that we're going to, a lot of them, you know, one of our questions is like, how do they stay in business? Well, a big part of that is that is the people who run it or the people who own it are warm and welcoming.
Yeah.
That's just who they are.
People connect to that.
Mm-hmm.
What about your final takeaway?
Well, I'd like to go back.
Yeah.
I'd like to show it to other people. I'd like to have a Euro and play some horseshoes. I just need to remember to bring cash.
Yes, cash time. Only.
Yes.
You owe me a beer.
I do.
You Know the Place is a podcast brought to you by Boise State Public Radio. Our music is James Dean Kendall in the Eastern Oregon Playboys. Our website is youknowtheplacepodcast.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. You can find us at You Know the Place. Thanks this week to Scott, Brooke, and Madison at the LDG for having a beer with us. And thanks again to our listener, Scott, for the suggestion.
And Roms reach out to me from across oblivion, like stone I'll